Evaluation of absorption and uptake of soil and foliar applied silicon fertilizer in rice.
Good morning. Well, foliar application is an excellent method of supplying plant nutrient requirements. However, this technology still has to be proven for the element nutrient silicon. With that, I would like to welcome you all to my presentation on evaluation of absorption and uptake of soil and foliar applied silicon fertilizer in rice. Rice is a staple food for more than 1.6 billion of people, but it's now facing a difficult situation, which is the increase in population. Our current production is not enough to feed all our population, and we are going to need an increase of 116 million tons of rice by 2035. However, due to our limited land for crop production, the alternative to achieve this additional rice will be the increase on yield. Rice is a high silicon accumulator plant, which can even accumulate higher amounts than nitrogen, and it can vary between 230 and 407 kilograms per hectare. Silicon is a beneficial nutrient to the plant, which can provide resistance to biotic stress, such as leaf disease, which can reduce the photosynthetic area of the plant, and also to the seed disease, which can reduce the seed quality. Besides the biotic stress, silicon also can alleviate some negative impact of abiotic stress, such as lack of moisture or salinity, and it also provides mechanical support to the plant. All these benefits to the plant increase our yield, which we can see by the graphs that it's already proved that the increase on silicon rates increase the grain weight, the dry mass, and the mass of 1,000 grams. Silicon is the common silicon source are slags or bioproducts of industries, and the application is normally via soil at high rates, which can vary between 2.25 and 4.5 tons per hectare. The application normally is done before or at planting, but in a separated application from the common fertilizer program of the crop. So besides the cheap price of the source, both the high rates and the separate application become a barrier for the silicon fertilization adoption by the producers. So the availability of silicon-content solution in the market has offered some alternatives of silicon fertilizer, which can be done by foliar application or basal application at manageable rates. Our previous studies showed that silicon foliar application at different rates can increase the tiller number per plant and also the biomass of the plant. However, while the silicon uptake through the root is a well established, there is some questions about the absorption of the silicon through the leaves. It's still a questionable issue. So we come up with some research questions, which are: can silicon content be absorbed through the leaves? And also, can silicon be translocated from tillers which receive sequential application of applied foliar silicon? With that, we come up with our objective, which is the evaluation of silicon absorption and uptake by rice via soil and foliar application of silicon fertilizers. For answer our objective, we established two greenhouse experiments. And for both of them, we collect book soil sample at Eunice, Louisiana. We let this soil dry at the greenhouse and process the soil, sieved, and fill 11 kilograms of soil in the buckets. The pre-plant fertilization and the treatment that was done via soil was placed a couple of days before the sowing, and the sowing was done with 10 seeds per plot to be thinned down later for six plants per plot. And the experiment was conducted in a flooding condition. For the first experiment, we select only foliar application at 0, 12, 24, and 48 grams of silicon per hectare. And we apply three times at early tilling, budding, and early flowering. We cover the soil to make sure that we don't have any silicon dripping from the solution to the soil. And we apply into two ways: the whole plant application and the selected primary third till application to see if there is any difference between the tiller that received the foliar application and the tiller and the rest of the plant. 1 week after the application, we collect biomass sample, and the biomass sample and the harvest plant was divided into two groups. One was washed with ionizer water, and the other one was not washed to see if there is any silicone solution dry in the leaf surface. The washing procedure fully an additional of 100 ml of ionized water into the bottle and shaking for 2 minutes. We oven dry the samples and grind for silicone analysis. And the silicone analysis was done by oven-induced digestion, followed by molybdenic blue colorimetry and absorbance reading at 630 nanometers. Now for the second experiment, we select the highest rate of the foliar application and we apply at early tilling. We also select two soil check sorts, wollastonite and silicate slag, at 4.5 tons per hectare. And at this time, our application was strictly to the upper surface of the leaf. 1 week after the application, we collect the biomass sample, and at this time, we separate the plants into two groups, but one was washed with ionized water, and the other one was washed with 2% of nitric acid. And for this experiment, we collect the solution that we washed, the leaves, to analyze for silicon content by molybdenum blue colorimetry. The leaf silicon content was analyzed under scan electron microscope, followed by energy dispersed X-ray, which is a semi-quantitative analysis which determines the proportion of silicon on the scanned area. The leaf silicon content was also determined by wet chemistry, which was oven-induced digestion, followed by molybdenum blue colorimetric. The experiment was conducted in a randomized complete block design with 4 and 5 replications for the first and second experiment. The statistical analysis for the first experiment we did by SAS proc mixed, and we first analyzed the selected tiller to see if there is any difference between the tiller that received the foliar application and the rest of the plant, and then we analyzed the treatment effect. And for the second experiment, it was also done by SAS-PROC mixed, but we analyzed direct detriment effect. Coming to the results for the experiment one, washing the plants with deionized water and not wash the plants did not show any difference on the straw silicon content for both the primary third tiller application and the whole plant application. The increase on silicon application rates also did not show an increase on silicon straw content in both early flowering and at the harvesting. And unlike our soil silicon source, the silicon solution at different rates did not show increase on yield. Now for the second experiment, the washing with deionized water and 2% of nitric acid did not show an effect on the leaf silicon content. which might suggest that there is no deposition of dry solution on the upper, on the surface of the leaf. The silicon content on washing solution in a grid did not show any effect of our treatment across our treatments. And the effect of silicon application, different sources of silicon application on the leaf silicon content, we can see that volatonite, the soil applied source, showed an higher increase on silicon leaf compared to the other treatments. Under scan electron microscope, we can generate some images, and the image show the silicon deposition on the leaf surface. And as you can see, silicon is deposition on the leaf is characterized by dumbbell and global shapes, and the frequency of these silica bodies on the leaf surface is scanned, determine the silicon content of the scanned area. And in agreement with our wet chemistry, we saw that volatonite showed higher silicon content compared to the foliar application. Another finding of our experiment was that silicon deposition is higher on the upper surface compared to the lower surface. And that happened not only for the foliar application, but for all the treatments, including the control treatment. So it's characterized by a higher silicon deposition on the upper surface. With that, we can conclude that there are no indications that silicon solution was absorbed through the leaves, such as the silicon content for the foliar application was equal to the silicon content of the control treatment, and we didn't observe any increase on yield. And therefore, soil-applied silicon is effective in enhancing silicon uptake by rice. With that, I would like to thank my sponsor, CAPS, and LSU Ag Center for the opportunity, my advisor, Dr. Brenda Chubanha, for all the supervisor, and for my thank my soil fertility group for all the help, and thank you all to listen to me, and I will be happy to answer your questions. Because silicon is absorbed by transpiration, and when it's uptake by the plant with the water, it provides some structure to the plant and increase the thickness of the epiderm, the cuticle. So the increase of this cuticle helps to not lose the water content. An interaction of what?
The fertilizer,
I didn't understand your question. If there is an interaction between the silicon fertilizer and the soil sites?
Surface sites?
Yes. I would say that the silicon fertilizer would, when we apply silicon fertilizer, we increase the silicon content on the solution, not in the sites, the soil sites. Some can be absorbed, some can be polymerized, and with that we can also increase the silicon solution in the silicon content in the solution, which is the uptake for the plant by the roots.
Any more questions? Okay, let's give her one more round of applause.